Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mental Health Podcast, and today we are going to talk about fearful avoidant attachment styles. Well, we are on the roll today as this is the second episode in second day, and as I promised, I would be covering the attachment style soon. Here we are. The fearful avoidant attachment style is the style which ranks high on both avoidance and anxiety. For those uninitiated, just two episodes back we covered attachment styles overview theory, and this episode is the continuation of that one, so I highly recommend you to check that episode out first. So what exactly happens in fearful avoidant attachment? Well, have you come across a person who avoids commitments in a relationship yet craves for the relationship? Someone with fear of intimacy or fear of relationships? Someone who feels undeserving of healthy relationships? Someone with difficulty regulating emotions, or someone with high number of sexual partners and higher likelihood of showing violence in relationships? Well, if you know someone that matches this pattern, we are just talking about them. And to be very honest, there is no fault of yours if you happen to be the person we are discussing. There's no need to be ashamed of, because not too while ago, I was this person too, and I got out of it. And I know if you are the person in question, then even you will be able to get out of it. Well, so you might have a question on why do we behave how we behave. There could be several causes. One of the primary causes is your experience and your bond with your primary caregiver in your childhood. Maybe you were neglected by your caregiver. Maybe your caregiver was selectively available. Maybe you have a history of childhood abuse. Maybe you had a traumatic experience in your childhood, or maybe you were always criticized or beaten by your caregiver for smallest of the things, or maybe you didn't feel the affection with your caregiver. Well, any of the case it might be, it basically takes a direct toll on your self-esteem and eventually alters your behavioral patterns. So how do we address it? Well, I just have a one-word answer for this, and that is therapy. Therapy helps in terms of addressing these issues and processing them. The conversations which you have with your therapist or your counselor, the activities which they provide, help a lot in your healing journey. Another thing, or behavioral changes which you can put into practice, would be to practice positive affirmations. Well, the famous mirror exercise which I keep talking about in many of my episodes, maybe you can give a try for that. Or you can try writing a gratitude journal. You can also try being honest with your partners and try to take that leap of faith and attempt to trust people. Maybe these are some ways that could expedite your healing process. Well, word of caution for the trust part is that if it gets broken by someone, you should be aware enough to understand that if someone breaks your trust, it's a reflection of themselves and it doesn't mean you are at fault. I know this is easier said than done, and you end up blaming yourself if things like this happen, but it's important to remind yourself about this. Another angle or a type of intervention which might help is a bit tough to pull off practically, but it is effective. It is to have a common therapy session with your caregiver. It helps in terms of understanding their perspective of things as well, and it helps in rebuilding the bond. And as I promised to share my own experiences, I practice affirmations a lot. I practice them a lot on a daily basis, along with the mirror exercise. I worked on journaling, and I journaled my micro wins, which reinstated my confidence and improved my self-esteem. I started blindly putting my faith into people, and to my good luck, they responded positively. I talked about these things openly with my caregivers, and they made a genuine effort to make amends. Well, I'm not still completely over my commitment issues yet, but I think I'm taking small steps to become better each day. I hope these insights help you in your journey. And I reiterate that I am not a licensed therapist, but just a student of psychology and a podcast creator. If you happen to like this episode, you can follow me on my Instagram handle at thementalhealthpodcast.in, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Till then, stay safe and take care. Bye. Bye.